Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe I done caught menopause off of some woman because I'd be having hot flashes and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Did you catch your hot flashes for me? They're not real hot flashes, though. You're just getting like.
What? No, I have hot flashes.
Like, you know, for you?
I guess. I mean, yeah. I get hot for a minute and then it goes away.
I hear they're real bad, though.
With menopause?
Yeah, like head steaming type. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm around a lot of women and a lot of older women, too. I could have easily contracted menopause.
Maybe.
You caught it.
I caught it off some woman.
Obesity and menopause. Yeah. Love that.
But the older I get, the more I think I do have mental pause. Mental pause. Where I just...
You freeze out.
What was I saying?
I was born with that.
Mental pause.
You don't have hot flashes, right? You were joking?
No. I mean, sometimes I get hot, but I think... There's a difference, and people don't know until you really have one.
Okay.
But I saw a video on Instagram this past weekend. This lady was sitting outside, and her head was steaming because she was having a hot flash. So it's like a different level.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just hot.
Right.
You know.
It makes them violent sometimes.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Jody gets a hot flash at night, or like kind of when all of that mess first started, she would... sling the cover off of her like just like a weapon, like some sort of a super strength.
God, like powers, the Hulk.
Like sling it off. Yeah, hit me in the head.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what bad do you, business.
What does she have to do? Go like just walk around and drink a glass
just
of water.
Just have to wait for it to subside, I guess.
Oh, wow.
It's bad. Bad business.
Yeah. So. Just add that to all my other stuff I got going on now. I got menopause.
I'm be praying for you.
But then I'll catch a chill.
Yeah.
Which never makes you look masculine. Getting a chill. You know, men having a just a out of the blue shiver is always feminine looking.
Yeah. He's like, shimmy out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Breezy.
So yesterday we had a scientific study. We were reporting the results of it and then just blew it out of the water, saying that the science behind it was just lying. So thank goodness you've got us here to straighten things out for you. And that's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks. Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So yesterday we had a survey about love. You know, we love surveys always. And the scientists got this survey, all this study completely wrong. And we were more than happy to point that out and put them in their places. Bunch of nerds. It's today's In Case You Missed the Replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
We talked about this a little bit the other day, but who do y'all think falls in love faster on average, men or women?
Men.
Men?
Women.
They've done a couple of stories about how men fall in love a lot faster than women do, but I don't believe it. I believe it's skewed because how do they test it? That's what I want to know. How can they test other than just asking?
Right. And people lying.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And is a man going to say, oh, she fell in love with me a lot sooner than I fell in love with her. Mm-hmm. Is a man seriously going to tell a surveyor that? And will a woman seriously tell a surveyor that? Absolutely a woman will. Really? Yeah, because both of them are going to answer in a way to make the man seem submissive to the woman every time.
Right.
Just like men saying, you know, oh, man, I don't want to get in trouble at home, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, that's my better half. I outkick my coverage. You know, they're always saying stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So there's no way a guy is going to say she fell in love with me before I did her.
Well, maybe
in a survey,
in the privacy of the survey, I would say that 100%.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it in front of her, but yeah, if it was a private conversation, I'm like, oh, she definitely fell in love with me.
Yeah.
And well, you wouldn't worry about the person who's doing the survey judging you, Riggins?
Oh, no.
Even though you don't know him?
No.
I bet you would.
You think?
Yeah. You always worry about, you don't ever want to make people think badly about you. You'll say whatever. You always say that. I tell people what they want to hear.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
And you know they want to hear the guy saying, I'm less than she is.
Yeah. I have a lot of experience in this area because I do have a lot of girlfriends. And I think that is totally wrong. I think it's always, 9 times out of 10, it's the girl first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I know, crazy to say, but I mean, that's all I hear.
Well, women are more about their feelings and they're more emotional and not, and I'm saying that as a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, God made women that way. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
It's
not saying that in a bad way, but this is, I think, just another way to make it seem like, that the traditions and the norms of society are wrong. All this time you thought women were the ones falling in love fastest, but it's not. It's the men.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
They do. I just read another survey. It was like men crave romance more than women. It's like, say what? What? Yeah. They won't tell any of that stuff.
Like this headline I saw the other day about these men going to group cuddle parties, and it said redefining masculinity. No.
Sorry.
You're just feminine. You're men doing feminine things. It's not a new masculinity.
Yeah.
A cuddle party for dudes?
Yeah, that's the new masculine.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
Come on.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings, too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
In Ace's memory, Peyton's Promise is now committed to doing more. In the spirit of grandkids, this month we are raising money and awareness for Sunny Strong, an organization committed to raising awareness and helping families devastated by DIPG. Go to tjriggins.com/strong to find out more and how you can support this amazing cause. tjriggins.com/strong.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I think this is wrong, but a woman said on TikTok, she said, I walked in and my husband had just gotten out of the shower and he was putting on lotion. And she said, I walked in while he was putting lotion on his butt cheeks. And she said, I never seen him put on lotion before, but it's interesting that he would put it on his butt. And she said, I didn't confront him about it, but I did ask him about it later. I was like, have you always put lotion on your butt cheeks? And he's like, yeah.
I do it every day.
Right. But
is it because I'm a girl?
I think it's weird. I've never done it. I don't put on lotion after I get out of the shower, but I think if I made an effort to put it on my butt cheeks, that would be weird.
Is it weird? Okay.
I think so. I put lotion on my legs if I look and see that they're ashy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, it's not a every time I get out of the shower routine. Mm-hmm. If I look and go, oh, my legs are ashy.
Yeah.
I'll put lotion on there. But I've never put it on my butt.
Do you stop at like the right at your butt, the bottom of your butt cheek? If you're lotioning up your legs or like just
I don't even know how much attention I pay to the back of my legs either. Mm.
Just the front.
It's usually, I kind of do, but I pretty much just cover what you would see in shorts, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like probably to top of the thigh down both ways, but not all the way up to the butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess watching a man do it is different. I don't know. I lotion my whole body head to toe. And if I don't have it, I freak out.
Really?
So, mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm traveling, I will, and don't have anything, I make Kyle go find me lotion. Like,
oh, really?
It's an emergency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am dry.
Yeah.
We know it, but.
So that's like the first part, like, okay, it's weird or whatever. But secondly, even if I do put lotion and you think it's weird I put lotion on my butt cheek, don't go and tell the whole world how I'm lotioning my naked body.
Right.
Why is she in there? For humor. Why is she in there?
Yeah, she didn't explain that. But I know a lot of couples that are like that. They're like, oh, yeah, it's just we walk in. He wasn't using the bathroom or anything. He had gotten out of the shower. So,
well, I mean, we do that, but I don't judge. I guess I'm not like, are you putting lotion on your butt cheeks?
Yeah.
Look, there are certain things that are private moments. Mm-hmm. Getting in and out of the shower, if you're a married couple, drying off, whatever, in the most situations, fine. But once it comes to the maintenance things, that's, you know, as far as like, you don't even want anybody walking in the room while you're cutting your toenails and stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't just lock the door. Just give me a few minutes to do these things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially when you have somebody judge you like that.
I know. Yeah. Wait, you're using like my, whatever you think is weird about my butt, talking to the internet about how I put lotion on my butt.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I mean, you could have made a cute comment to him, like a funny joke, and let it be done.
Yeah. Can I touch your butt, your smooth, moisturized butt?
But I think a lot of guys probably do put lotion on their butts. Maybe. The darker their skin is, the more they would probably need to put lotion on their butts.
Absolutely.
They get ashy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. So I feel bad for this guy. I think he's got to get out of this marriage. Mm. Yeah. I'm taking a page out of your book. Yeah. You got to leave her.
Just lock the door. Yeah. Lock the door.
Yeah. Simple.
Now, you make fun of Kyle for having, you know, a feminine coffee order and things. Sure. If you walked in and he was lotioning his butt, you wouldn't think it's weird?
I mean, I might make fun of him or to his face, but I wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would tell y'all. Okay.
Yeah, sure,
okay,
sure, sure, sure. We're going to get a kick out of it.
Keep it in the nest.
Not TikTok.
Not TikTok.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hi, all. All right, I'm about to tell y'all something just as a ranking information. And it's not going to surprise you that these things are on this list in this category. And that's what kills me is that they always act like people don't know these things. But there's a website called eatthis.com. I know you see it a lot, Riggins. But
yeah.
They've put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet, popular foods that are the most unhealthy. And so they've ranked them, and we'll give you the top 10.
Okay.
Number 10, cake.
Cake, okay.
Cake is the number 10 most unhealthy food. Ice cream is number 9. Number 8 is donuts. Number 7, microwave popcorn.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Unhealthier than cake?
Cake, yeah. Mm-hmm. And donuts.
And I guess they're figuring because of they say that there are things in the bag that put stuff in the popcorn,
Okay.
Like not these people that go in and talk about the ingredients, and this has too many ingredients you can't pronounce. And even that Bobby Parrish that we follow and all that, this went on a rant the other day about tea bags. Don't even use tea that comes in a bag because of the stuff that's in the tea bag.
Yeah.
It's like, get out of here.
You're right. As I'm sipping my tea bag.
Let's see. Number 6 is cookies.
Okay.
Number 5, fast food burgers.
Oh.
Number 4, fries. Number 3, processed meats like bacon and hot dogs.
Slim Jims?
Probably. I think that's processed, yeah. But is bacon a processed meat? It's not the same as hot dogs.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's just part of the pig has been, you know, smoked or treated or, you know, flavored or whatever.
I know it's got fat, more fat on it because you can see it, but I didn't know it was that worse than a hot dog.
I thought processed meant it had a bunch of different things put together.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. And then the top 2 things that a lot of people would just call poison to put into your body. You're putting poison in your body. Poison. White bread and potato chips.
Oh. Okay.
This list is stupid.
Yeah, just sucking all the joy out of anything good in the world.
Well, and potato chips and fries are the same thing. Like,
yeah.
And this is just stupid. Yeah. Microwave popcorn's worse than donuts.
Come on.
There's no way.
No. And fast food burgers, you're getting protein. They're not, no, this ain't right.
They also said that a few more that made the top 100, you may be surprised by. Bottled and fast food smoothies, granola with added sugar, ketchup, barbecue sauce, frozen dinners, and coffee creamer.
Ketchup. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, you know, when I had that colonic, and that creepy old guy, when I was having it done, said that the coffee creamer turns into plastic. And every time I would hear that hose suck something out that sounded weird, he'd say it was plastic from coffee creamer.
Plastic.
Yeah.
You got a whole Lego set.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Tea bags and coffee creamers.
Yeah.
Poison.
Yeah, it felt good, though.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And don't you forget it. I'm getting to where I hate the finger wag more and more. Riggins just wagged his finger like, don't you forget it. I'm getting to where I hate that more and more, especially even now when I see it on demonstration videos on social media and they're only showing their hands.
Yeah.
And then and nobody's speaking and they do it as don't do it this way. And then they'll wave the finger back and forth like that. It yeah. just drives me nuts. I can't stand it.
It's important.
I know. Look, I have a clip of something that that I'm going to play, and it's not because I think that the musical performance is that great in this. It's from, I think, Australian American Idol, Australian Idol, whatever it's called.
Okay.
And it is a cowboy guy, a lot of country singers in Australia, and he's playing and doing the song Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, everybody's freaking out about it because they think it's so great, so wonderful. The judges are freaking out. But listen, this is what it sounds like.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. And mama, life has just begun, but now you're gone and thrown it all away.
Okay. This is my problem. I hate the way they edit these things now, and it happens worse on America's Got Talent, where they take away from the singer or the performer, and then they cut to somebody else.
Yeah.
And then just completely almost mute the performance that's going on so Terry Crews can go, yeah, yeah. Or this judge can go, whoa.
Yeah.
Like that. And they and I want to know, though, do they do this because you say, Riggins, young people can't stay focused on one thing. They got to have constant movement on the on the screen.
I think so. Yeah. Those are definitely TV producers rather than like concert people that know how to put on a musical performance. They're trying to make good TV, but yeah, that is weird that they do that.
It's annoying.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know, people who are smart enough to be able to just focus on one thing, it's annoying to us.
Well,
and you're cutting completely away from it. Go what? And it's off so fake sound. You know, I just picture them saying, "We need you going whoa right here." It's not even during the performance. And if they were speaking that loudly while somebody's singing right in front of them, it would be rude, and they would be interrupting the person.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Did you like that performance?
It was okay.
I thought it was all right.
I mean, it was a novelty performance. Yeah, I guess so. You don't think about doing that song in the country. Way.
Right, true.
Right.
True.
Yeah. But I wouldn't, if it could have been the best song in the world, I would have still been focused on how annoying it is when they edit those shows, those stupid TV people.
Yeah. They're probably trying to make TikTok clips out of it. And they're like, and then we'll get this shot and then we'll go back to the screen. Da, da, da. Yeah.
It reminds me of a bad rap. It's like DJ Clue, you know, like that cuts in.
Yeah. Like Puffy talking over everything.
Yeah. You
know, filling in the gaps.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Told you yesterday, the countdown is on until those shirts, the t-shirts and hoodies that read Ace would have wanted it that way will be gone forever. Because we got some other ideas of some things that that we want to do. And so you better go get them. We get people sending pictures all over the place when they get their shirts in the mail and all that. It seems like delivery is pretty quick on those right now.
It's extremely quick.
The demand is high, though, and so am I. you can get the black hoodie, the white t-shirt, the black t-shirt, at tjriggins.com. You can go to the store, the tjriggins.com/deals, and then order the shirt. In Ace's memory, it says Ace would have wanted it that way. And his name is in big, like much bigger font than the rest of the words, because again, yeah. Ace would have wanted it that way. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay and my wife spent a good while together yesterday visiting a client, and I think it may end up costing Lindsay's husband some money.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a lot of money.
Whatever.
Because I've never seen a store that I want every single item in the store. Every single item in the store.
What's it called?
Lily and Grace.
Lily and Grace.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You walk in and it is like a beach house combined with like a fancy hotel combined with like your bedroom. They have beds, couches, pillows, decor, gifts. I mean, I get excited.
Yeah.
I get excited.
Yeah, I figured she'd be all about that.
The owner said, pick one thing. I'm like, one thing? I got one thing.
Jody had some sort of Christmas party there with our friends from the Temple team, I think. Uh-huh. And you could tell just from the background of the picture, like, that is a beautiful place. It just looks like it smells good. Like when you walk in there, you're just like, oh, this is luxury.
Yeah. And the people are nice too. I mean, Jody's known them for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Jody knows everybody for years.
I would imagine.
You know, I'm Jody's husband. She's not TJ's wife.
Right.
Well, until we go into the big mean city and then it switches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but up here in the suburbs, that's the way it always is. Hmm. How did she look decent yesterday? She
looked great.
I've been having to get on to her about leaving the house looking like crap.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, just not putting in the effort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Riggins usually enjoys when we get into quarrels on our podcast. And did we do that this week? Did we get into a quarrel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, she was on fire during that podcast. She was really getting after you.
Mm-hmm.
She even started doing the wham, wham, wham. And she started doing the world's tiniest violin with her fingers.
Right.
It was funny.
You know, something that hasn't been done since the 80s. Should have just asked me if I needed some cheese with that wine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I know that clip ended with there were threats of throwing her off the balcony, or she saying, you're going to throw her off the balcony. And it was funny.
Oh, is that where she said, you hit me? You almost hit me.
You said that. I
think. Oh. Okay. Whatever. So I just wanted to make sure she was presentable out in public, representing me yesterday.
Yeah, sure. 100%.
Of course. Okay. Good.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Very first Tuesday. You speak fat.
Fat self. It is Fat Tuesday today. It's a great day.
Uh-huh.
Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. Lent kicking off soon.
What do you give up for Lent?
I usually give up beer.
Okay.
And that was just something my dad always did for Lent. He gave up beer. And as he got older,
you're not doing it today.
Yeah. Well, I might still. I don't know. I still got time. But today is when you can indulge on all those things that you really love.
This is the last day of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Tonight will be the last parades and all of that stuff in New Orleans.
See ya.
Yeah. So. I had a king cake. You know, I'm from Louisiana, but we live in North Carolina. But I had a king cake this past week, last Thursday. Jody got it at the grocery store. And it was like a honey bun with green and gold sugar on it.
Oh, really? So not at all a king cake. Well, that sounds a lot better.
It wasn't authentic, though.
That sounds a lot better than a regular king. That is, of all the great foods in Louisiana, and there are many, the king cake does not.
You never had it?
I have had it.
You have had it?
I thought it was gross.
What is the texture? What's it supposed to taste like?
It's actually quite, you must have had a bad one. Because they're really good. They really are.
With all that cream cheese in it?
No, they don't all have cream cheese. Most of them, your typical one has a praline filling in it, or just a cinnamon, swirl throughout. They do make them with cream cheese. I like the ones with the fruit fillings in them, you know, like a strawberry and or a lemon. They make a lemon one. They're kind of hard to find, though. But your traditional is a cinnamon or one with the pralines in the middle. And it's almost like the filling of a pecan pie throughout this this pastry.
Okay.
You know? Oh, well, then I'm here for that.
Yeah. And then you just you decorate it with the colored sugars and the glaze and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I see them at the grocery store.
And they're doing all kinds of stuff with them now. Like they're deep frying them now and whatever they can do with them, you know.
So happy national, happy Fat Tuesday, I guess I should say. Dolly Parton is the top trending topic. Her husband, Carl Dean, has passed away at the age of 82 years old. Now, Dolly Parton's husband was not somebody who you saw around Hollywood all the time.
No, he went to one thing with her when she first started and he hated it. He's very much an introvert, you know, mountain fella, and he hated it. And she said, I promised him then he'd never have to go to anything else with me.
Yeah. To the point where there's not even that many pictures of him out there. It's really hard to find.
The ones I did see, though, he's kind of cute.
He's a handsome fella, big fella.
But I know she always said, like, he likes to stay at home while I go out and tour and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's got his farm and. They seem to have a loving marriage. You just never saw them together. So it was a little a little odd.
Yeah. But my wife acted like that he was her uncle.
What do you mean?
So sad. Because, you know, being sad for Dolly. Sure. You know, everybody loves Dolly Parton so much. Yeah. It's like you don't even know her husband, but because you like her so much, you know she's going through it. So you feel badly for her and all that. Yeah.
I know.
That's what I'm like. When I read it, I went, oh, Kyle was like, what? I was like, Dolly Parton's husband.
People are taking it really hard. So I guess that just shows people the love people have for Dolly. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So rest in peace. Carl Dean, dead at the age of 82. We're going to talk about competitions coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, would you describe yourself as having a competitive spirit?
Yeah.
You were an athlete. Mm-hmm. I say were, but you could probably still lace up the football shoes? The cleats, right.
Yeah.
And get out there and put on a show?
Sure.
Somewhat. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, obviously a professional NBA dancer. For years before that, she was in competitive dance. Do I have that right, Lindsay?
Yeah.
And also a rough and tumble rugby player. People don't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. Bit of a bruiser.
<And lacrosse. laughs>
So I've got a list of competitions here. Some are real, some are fake. And you can tell me whether you think they are real or fake. Wollaston, England, there is a worm charming championship where participants use various techniques to coax worms to the surface within a set amount of time. The competitor with the most worms wins. Is that real or fake?
Real.
Lindsay?
I want to say fake. I hope it's fake.
That is real. They charm the worms out of the ground. Now, how do you do that? Well, everybody has a different technique, but they're all weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't that your nickname, Riggins, when you were
the young? Worm charmer? how about this one? The bee wearing competition in Shaoyang, China. Contestants attempt to attract and hold the heaviest weight of bees on their bodies, often forming full bee suits.
And I remember they used to have those beard of bees. They
would
show. I'm going to say that one's fake.
Lindsay?
Real.
That is real. The pictures are insane. They are just literally covered in bees from head to toe.
I knew that, but I didn't know that they made a competition out of it.
They did, unfortunately. Oh. Let's go to Zurich, Switzerland, the extreme speed yodeling contest, where contestants attempt to yodel as quickly as possible with judges timing their syllables per second.
Hmm.
Real or fake?
I hope that's real because I would love to go. I'm a huge fan of yodeling. That is my favorite musical styling is yodeling.
In Switzerland. No, that is fake. Don't worry about that one. That is fake.
Oh, man.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Berlin, Germany, chess boxing. It's a hybrid sport where competitors alternate between rounds of chess and boxing, winning by either checkmate or knockout. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Is that real or fake?
Fake.
Lindsay?
Real.
That is real. That is absolutely real. And those are some brutes out there swinging, and, not only strong physically, but strong mentally. Mostly strong physically. Mostly ends in knockouts, I'll be honest.
But anything, I'm not surprised by anything being a competition since we have that slap competition now where these people just stand in front of each other and see who can slap each other the hardest.
Yeah. You don't like that?
That's one of the dumbest. I mean, that's like a bottom of the barrel of societal de-evolution.
Why? Do you like boxing?
I agree.
Yeah, but there's a little more sport and technique into boxing and athleticism than just standing and seeing who can slap each other the hardest.
What's more competitive, the slap boxing or like a Tech D Rob Dungeons and Dragons tournament? Which are you more impressed by?
Dungeons and Dragons
tournament. Are you really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, slap tournaments are the bottom of the barrel for me as far as competition.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
What about the women's?
Even worse.
Even worse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the real brutes. They are no joke.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.